You're listening to Read Between the Letting with Aaron Heath
and Matt McInerney.
It's May 22nd, 2009. Today we're talking about sustainability. We introduce a topic, its stigmas, and our own, while also discussing the green marketing that started to surround us.
We look at current issues and what we as a community really are doing about it.
All in all, it's a small introduction and discussion to a very large but equally important topic. Stay tuned.
Today on the show, we want to tackle a huge issue, and that is sustainable design. And we obviously aren't going to be able to cover everything, but we want to give it as a quick introduction, start talking about it so we can all start thinking about it, because obviously as time goes on, it's going to become more and more important. And probably it's going to become what design is. It's not going to be labeled as green design or sustainable design. It's just going to be our objective as designers to design something efficiently and keep it simple. And
it's very true. And I was pretty nervous in going into this episode, Matt. Matt kind of brought up sustainability a few days ago, and I've been really holding off on this issue for a while because it is such a big topic. There's a lot of people out there who are a lot smarter than us who talk about it really all the time. But a couple of things that influenced us, you know, we recently saw Objectified, which let's take a second and say, really good movie. Get out there and see it if you can.
If you have a screening nearby, absolutely go see it. If you like Helvetica, you'll love Objectified. It was great. Brought up a lot of topics. And this, yeah, this really got us thinking about it. Because it's not something for just graphic designers or just industrial designers. It's anyone who's designing any product is going to have to think about as materials become more scarce, or we need to, as we start to realize how much we're throwing stuff away and we're going to have to reuse stuff. It's something that everyone who designs anything needs to think about.
Well, here's the thing that makes me nervous about it is sort of what you just said. Whenever I get into these conversations with people, I stay really quiet about this because a lot of the same things usually happen. I really want to avoid getting on a soapbox here and talking about necessarily the environment, because I'm all for the environment and I care about that. But in the end, people can make arguments, well, we can renew this resource, we can renew that resource too. And to me, I think I want to talk about sustainability more for the fact that there's just in a usability perspective too, there's so much more we can do with sustainability and consumers. And if we're making things that are sustainable, it makes other problems more simple as well. I mean, we consume a lot of things. We throw away a lot of trash. Yeah, in some respects, there's plenty of proof out there that affects, you know, the health of human beings and animals, and that also it affects, you know, our global environment. But just on the other hand, just think about how much space that takes up, and how much harder things are to use because of it sometimes, how many other kind of systems we have to implement to take care of all of these things.
And I like the idea of that, and not thinking about it and just trying to save the environment, but thinking about it in a way that, like, look, this, why do we need to be frivolous with what we do? Exactly. It's the most practical. It's the most efficient. And that's the way I like to think about sustainable design, because I agree with you in that I care about the environment, but I don't want to get on a high horse and try to market something to be green and do it for the sake of that. Do it for the sake of efficiency. And avoiding this frivolous packaging and these ideas that just can't be sustained for a long period of time. What's the point of doing that? We should, as designers, this should be our focus, whether we call it sustainable design or not. We should just be working towards efficiency.
But see, here's the other thing. It's almost become a fad, and that makes me really upset because there's good points behind it. You know, sustainability is important. Although it has become this fad, and then we hear so many people talking about get rid of your frivolous this and that. And in that respect, that's the other side of the issue. But that's a high horse too. That's someone preaching on a soapbox saying, well, I'm better than you because I care about the environment more than you because my packaging is very slimmed down. And almost we've started to equate sustainable design with basically recycled brown paper and very simple packaging. And I think that's an easy way out. I think that's a crappy excuse. I think that you can still make something interesting, aesthetically pleasing, innovative, and probably sustainable. And I don't think that we need to jump to these large conclusions in sustainability that we have and strip everything down and trim everything down to the bare bones.
I think that is a huge problem with it being a fad is when you just say, well, now we print on recycled paper, like, look, we have this brown kind of textured paper with a green ink on top, and problem solved. It's recycled. Problem solved. And no, that's not really true at all. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but it's more changing the way you think about what you're doing.
And we see that, too, all around us right now. And this is what I really wanted to touch on. It's a marketing ploy at this point, and that just – that's a detriment to the idea of sustainability. I am tired of everyone being green and everything around me being green because in the end it is just a fad. Here's another point. Are these people who are proponents of sustainable quote-unquote design, what are they actually doing about it? Like, the more they advertise themselves, isn't all the extra advertisement going out saying, hey, look, we're sustainable, we're this time's more green. Isn't that green and a lot of... Yeah, isn't that... Even if you say on recycled paper, even if you print at the bottom, print it on 100% recycled paper, how much ink is that taking up? Maybe not a lot, but when you print a million of them...
I hadn't even thought about it in that sense, but yeah, let's say you start a new campaign to announce that you're going green. You've just wasted so much shit.
Shouldn't we just do things because we care about it as opposed to trying to make ourselves look good? Like, and that's another thing. Graphic designers right now, it is popular in the graphic design world too, and there's plenty of people who do that. Like, I really care about sustainable design. I want to talk about that. And that's another reason why I was nervous about this episode, because I feel like sustainable design discussions are the way to get noticed a little bit because it is such an important topic, and thus people use it as kind of this jumping point. And I'm just a believer that if something's important, do it. Don't do it for the recognition. Just do it because you actually, care about that.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Like, you can use it. I mean, you could use it for just good PR. Like, you can launch a green campaign, or like we could have just recorded an episode about sustainable design just to look good. But hopefully we can avoid that and talking about solving real problems. And one of my favorite things I've seen recently, which was a great example of just, it wasn't just sustainable design, it's just good design, was this pizza box. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And what this pizza box did, we'll have a link to it so you can see it in action, but basically it's this pizza box that's been perforated four ways so that when you open it up and you tear the perforations, the pizza box then becomes four different plates for your pizza. And also, as you start to tear it apart, it becomes a smaller box for the remaining pizza that you can put in your fridge for later. And okay, that's good for the environment. That's great. But really what it is it's a great design. It's solving multiple problems.
It's solving and this is exactly what I mean. This is the perfect point because that's what design is, right? In the industrial design or graphic design or anything like that, it's solving problems, or it's making things better and easier for people. And like you said, yeah, it's good for the environment because we're using less, but I don't think people really want to use as much as they're using necessarily. Like, do you really want to get out plates and have to throw them away or wash them after you eat pizza?
No, I mean,
most of the time you're like watching something on TV with some friends or something like that. Like, how easy is it just rip apart a pizza box, especially if it's already perforated? And the other thing is, they're not overcomplicating their design, but I don't think they're also trying to simplify it either. You could graphically do so many interesting things with the folds and everything like that.
But I think the simplicity part is really important because it's basically taking, like, it's examining a way that we live our lives. Like, let's say eating pizza, and simplifying it to, like, what do you need about that? What's the part of the experience that's important? And
yeah,
that's,
what's going to help you
out? Isn't that what design
out?
Thinking is? I think that's it's absolutely is.
It's the usability end of it. You know, it helps. Yeah, it solves a problem. It helps the end user. It helps the audience. It gives people what they want, and in a sense, what they need. It's combining multiple things. Like, that really is pretty much the pinnacle. Of design in a way, and yeah, it accomplishes that perfectly, and that goes on to the bigger discussion, really. Okay, sustainable design. The things we hear a lot about are paper choices, ink choices, and the way in which we present packaging. Those are things that we've had conversations on before. We've heard conversations on before. You know, we know there's things such as soy ink, but like we've said before, to every argument, there's a counter argument. Soy ink might have its benefits, but I've heard arguments against it because of other toxins it released or the I don't remember exactly, so I can't back this up, but maybe someone can comment and say what they've heard. But something like in the creation process or something like that, it's just like people can find an argument for whatever it is they really believe in one way or another. So it's more about the practicality of what we're doing and how it's and if you find something that's useful, no one can argue against sheer usefulness.
Well, here's the way I think of it in like dealing with like a soy ink and a recycled paper and something. Let's say we're just talking like a six pack of Coke or something, and you say like, all right, well, there's this cardboard packaging around it, and then you have these plastic bottles inside, and we could just change all the cardboard to recycled cardboard, and then all the ink we print on it, whatever ink we're using now, we can change it to soy ink, and then that's a step in the right direction. Okay, great, but that's missing the big question of like, why do we need this six pack? Like, can we just make that more efficient? Can we just put it into one bottle, or can we turn the bottle into a paper container that holds the liquid in a different way. I think
and
that
see and who's done a good job of, at this? I think Apple's done a really good job at this when it comes to packaging and simplifying packaging. Like, what exactly do we need? For a while, do you remember when the 3G or the third generation iPods came out, or the second the first ones? They had the most elaborate packaging, and it created a great experience in a way too. I don't know if you ever had one of. You know, got one of these, but it folded open, and there was multiple folds and just other elements that kind of concealed certain aspects of it. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice experience, and now it's a simple plastic case or simple paper case, which works just as well. They still found a way to make the experience nice and to showcase what they're doing, but they're just giving you what you need. You know, they're getting rid of the CDs as well and the DVDs and letting you download it online because that's still a design choice. They're thinking, all right, what are the statistics for how many people have internet and how many of these people have fast enough internet to be able to reasonably download something like iTunes quickly enough.
Yeah.
If you're buying what your target audience is, if they're buying an iPod, they can probably do that anyway. So do they really need a disc?
And that's addressing the big question that needs to be asked. It's not like, can we make this more sustainable? Just
how can we make this better?
How do we make
and that's
this
a question
efficient?
That we should be asking anyway.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. I feel like all the great design quotes from the great designers all kind of attack it in a similar way. It's just nobody really had the concept of sustainable design before, but the idea of simplicity has always been there, and we just need to push it home. Like, we have this, like, we in one sense we have this problem of, like, we're starting to realize that how much we're affecting the environment around us, but also we have this way to, like, we have the opportunity to solve it. And I think that's, I mean, as designers, aren't we always looking for problems to solve? This is this great opportunity we have, and we just need to be thinking about it bigger.
In a way, I think we need to just get rid of the term sustainable design, because when we create a term like that, it basically gives an excuse to not sustainable design.
That's true.
It gives an excuse to people to say, well, there's just no way this can work. I want it to be this way. And that's not an excuse. What that's really an excuse for is for, I don't know how to make this better or solve a bigger problem. It has nothing to do, again, with the environment. The environment, I mean, the things we do should be affecting everything. They should be taking into account every aspect of a person's life. Like that's the pinnacle of a design in a way too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It should touch everything in a way. We should really be influenced by everything. So when we say a sustainable design, what that means is we're giving a niche. We're giving a niche area for graphic designers to go to. When it's not a niche, it should just be...
Yeah, it's like you can say, well, I'm a sustainable designer, or I'm not a sustainable designer. It's like, how about you're just a good designer? Like, you're trying to solve these problems in a way that works
exactly.
the best.
So and like you said at the beginning of the show, you know, eventually sustainable design should just be design. These should just be things we think about anyway. I propose right now, let's stop. You know, when we have these articles that say sustainable design, I mean, yeah, there's people will obviously say, well, how are people going to know what we're talking? We can't just say how, you know, good design
well,
principles.
We're
going
to have this grace period of like the transitioning from, design to sustainable design to that just being design in general, which I think that will happen. I think we're in that phase, but I guess you do need to make the introduction, but also
I
think we're hoping
but
for...
the longer that we hold it for, the more of a you know, a black sheep it becomes.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of a transition, but the other thing to think about is the temporary ways we use some things. Like, I don't think that everything necessarily needs to be created with the idea that you're just going to throw it out and recycle it. Like, there's also the thing of, like, maybe this is something you keep for your whole life. So
you do design it
in a way that it lasts for a really long time. So it's not, like, this is, again, thinking about it in a bigger way, but think about the way time will affect your designs. Like, are you designing something that you want someone to keep forever? In which case, you don't have to design it in a way that it's going to be recycled. This is something that somebody will cherish. So it's not always about throwing something away or a material that can dissolve into the atmosphere, you know, whatever.
The timeline in your design is absolutely important in every aspect, even aesthetically and conceptually too. If you're designing for a magazine, that's gonna be around for what, a month essentially, maybe a few months,
mm-hmm.
and that's when it's important. But it's exactly like you say. We could be thinking about things that could be cherished too. We have this idea that sustainable automatically means environmentally friendly. Maybe in its production, we should try to find ways for it to be environmentally friendly. But the sheer fact is, we're gonna need to keep the printing process. You know, there are things in life that aren't necessarily good for the environment, and what we should be doing is finding ways to balance that out, as opposed to maybe finding the impossible way of making it perfect for the environment. We obviously can't switch everything over to the internet, so let's find other things besides protecting the environment, other ways for people to hold on to these things and keep them sustainable.
I just think it's so interesting, especially in the graphic design medium, because when you think about like an architect, their timeline is automatically much larger than ours. Like a building has to last like at least a cut, you know, the building should be lasting like at least 10 years before someone's going to tear it
down.
While
a poster that we design is going to last a few months, maybe,
yeah.
If that.
Well, but here's the thing. We have this scale that is so much rangier than most other designers, because we could design a poster that someone might keep their entire life, or we could design like direct mail package that's thrown away within a minute.
Yeah.
We have this huge scale, so we need to think about it as far as time and about materials and about efficiency in what we're making. Like, is the one thing that kind of bothers me is that I think a lot of the time we're gonna have to get jobs where we're designing something that just shouldn't be there. We're designing for a product that just doesn't need to exist, which is unfortunate, but it's what a lot of designers have to do to make a paycheck. You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true. Some people take this to the extreme, though. I remember I saw a typeface recently, and the concept was they put a lot of holes
Eco-font.
In the typeface.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, because it printed less ink. I mean, that brings a whole new idea to designers should be conscious and use more white space. I guess that's a benefit. But is that really just taken to the extreme? Is that overlooking, you know, the bigger problems? Is that looking over problem solving?
Well, this is again one of those like temporary stopgaps. This is like thinking about it in a very short term way, in that the same way that like, well, let's just change our packaging to recycled and call it a day. It's a good thing, sure, but maybe it's not the end result the way we should be thinking about it in general.
I agree. You know, like we said, I want to say right here that thinking about paper choices and ink choices, that's still important, and I still think there's plenty of merit to it, and at least you should be knowledgeable on those things. It doesn't mean that it's always right for the project, and it doesn't mean that it's the end solution, but it might be, you know, it might be beneficial to a problem at one point. Wouldn't you agree? Like using recycled paper, there's
no
problem
with that.
That's
what I'm saying. It's a good thing, but it's a small step, and eventually we're going to have to make much bigger steps. That's all.
Exactly.
I'm
I think there's more,
it's not
there's
a bad
more concept
thing,
here. Changing paths a bit. You know, obviously this does get talked about a lot. There's plenty of resources for it. One of the resources I like is called Renourish. Matt, have you ever heard of them?
I haven't actually, but go into it. I want to know.
They're a little website, an organization that does provide information for graphic designers on sustainability, and they do focus on paper, packaging, ink, and even they have PDF downloads on sustainability and digital design as well, which is really interesting. We're gonna post their site in the show notes. They've recently combined forces, and they're gonna relaunch their site at rethinkdesign.org, but you know, you can find them in the show notes. Other things, the AIGA has their Sustainability Center for Design. Do you go there often? Do you know much about it?
They kind of post links out to what other people are doing. I'm not sure what they do exactly, but I think hopefully in the future we can get in contact with some people who are chairs there and maybe talk to them about their ideas of sustainable design and what's being done and what should be done.
Definitely. This is as we said in the beginning, this is really an introductory episode. There's no way we can touch on nearly anything on it. These are just a few of our simple thoughts. There's a lot of people much smarter than us thinking about these things.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's an introduction to a way of thinking. It's not an introduction to just a small topic.
Right.
And it's also an introduction to a way we need to go.
Well, it is funny that most of these conversations that we've had with other people, or, you know, even like this website, you know, it's basically, well, we don't know much about it, but we're going to give you resources to find out about it. I feel like that's everything I find on sustainability is pretty much that, isn't it? We don't know much about it, but here's a lot of resources. There's so many resources out there. And whenever I have a conversation with a person, it often revolves around the same thing. Yeah. I don't know much about it, but I know I should be using recycled paper. And, you know, and that's what we just want to spark a little thought and finding other more unique ways
and,
to think about
and it. And I think we can take an active role too. I think we're going to try to get people on the show that know about it, that can talk about it, can talk about where it's going, what should be done. I would like to be a part of that. Would you, Aaron?
Hopefully I would. And I just want to focus it differently than all of these other discussions we hear. I think there's something more that could be said about it than the same old, you know, environment sustainability things that we hear. And that's really what we want to do. I think what we try and do is find something and find a more angled way to talk about it, a more offbeat way. There is another thing that just happened though with
Oh, Abbott Miller and Ellen Lupton.
Yep. You want to start with that?
Well, they opened an exhibit called Design for a Living World, which was a really great approach to using materials in design and efficiency. And you can we'll post a link so you can check out the exhibit. But it's they're approaching it as design thinkers, which is great. I think this is our take, is don't approach it as just this is a trend that we need to follow. This is a way of thinking and a way we're going to need to think it. So approach it as a design thinker and try to solve bigger problems than just printing on a recycled paper. While that may be a good thing for now, it needs to change further. It needs to get larger questions need to be answered about this.
Well, and here's another thing that was really interesting about this design for a living world. What they did, they brought in industrial designers and fashion designers and furniture designers, and a lot of the materials that they were using natural materials that could be, you know, that were renewable in a sense, but they were letting these areas influence their designs too, and the culture of the materials they were using, which I think is also really interesting, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of like, it obviously adds it cuts down on like transportation costs, of course, but also, yeah, it adds something to the design, like, I mean, I think about like when we were talking to Stephen Coles a couple episodes ago about like airport signage and how like he likes seeing different yeah. fonts in different places because it reflects the culture.
And this is the same thing. It's the same idea. Yeah.
And it's also I kind of like it in the sense like, you know, you've seen the buy locally grown stickers. This is another way of supporting your local
community.
Economy.
That's a great point. Yeah, these are all things, you know, like it's adding thought to your design, it's adding concept to your design.
It's adding a meaning to your design.
The idea of sustainability presents restrictions but also freedoms that we might have not have thought about before or had before in many senses.
But aren't we striving for like, I mean, these restrictions, I mean, we kind of live with them and we love them.
Well, we should. I think we should love them in a way.
If you're a designer, you should kind of love these restrictions you have to work with because it forces you to be more creative sometimes. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times the scariest thing is designing for yourself with the most freedom ever, which is obviously something you need to work with too and understand. But I kind of love the idea of having this restriction that forces you to think outside the box. Excuse the cliche, but you have this restriction placed on you, so you have to be really creative to solve it in a great way. And that's what trying to be sustainable is going to be.
And in the end, I think right now we do need to avoid getting sucked into these marketing campaigns. I'm tired of the leaf logos. I'm tired of the green everywhere. It's wonderful. I'm glad that they're thinking about it, but still, it's so easy to do that and then say, "All right, we did it. Okay, let's print a billion of these now." It's so easy.
It's wonderful as a sentiment, but it's horrible as a fad because fads never make for a great conversation or open anything up.
And the sentiment basically makes you feel better about yourself so you don't have to worry about it anymore. Oh, I don't need to think. This isn't a problem that's affecting me. I've put my 2 cents in.
I bought my Prius, so we're good. It's not quite that easy.
I think that's all we have to say on the subject, and we want to avoid repeating ourselves this episode.
So what we want to do is now we want to open it up to you, and we're going to bring back our call to action and say, give us – if you've seen a great example of sustainable design, send it in. We want to see it. If you have ideas for people we could interview in the future about this topic, obviously we're going to keep interviewing everyone in design, but I think we want to know who – is on top of this, who's doing great things, and we want to talk to them because these are problems we want to try to solve. So send in examples, send in people we could talk to, and send in resources. Go for it.
This is part of a bigger thing that we try to do and that we've done over the past few episodes, though, but essentially it's the idea of designers being a part of a community with each other and being a part of a community with the world and how we interact and how we're really interfacing with everyone. Maybe we're not doing it as much right now, so let's get started.
Yeah.
So send us your ideas, your comments, anything. Next episode, we're going to play as many as we can on the show.
Yeah.
And we really just want to hear from you about this because this isn't just something for Matt and I to talk about alone.
This is something that our entire community needs to address. What's kind of great is that I feel like a lot of the time we're trying to justify our importance as designers, and hopefully this is it. Like, we're maybe designers can be the thinkers that change the way we use products and we design things and we interact with our environment.
Absolutely. So we know this is a shorter episode, but hopefully you've enjoyed it, gotten something out of it, started thinking about something. Send us whatever you're thinking. You can always email us at readbetweentheleading@gmail.com and find us on Twitter at @RBTLShow.
You can also give us a call at 646-402-5686, extension 20248. And of course, if you give us a great call, we'll play it on the show. If you have an idea about this topic, go for it. We'll play it.
I think that's it. So thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Once again, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Matt.
Thanks.
I liked it.